NAOMI is a coalition of 10 congregations in the greater Wausau area. One of its leaders, Father Steve Bryce of St. Anne's Catholic Church, says the group is trying to save bus service in the village of Weston because the people who use it have no other options.
You know, they couldn't come into town and work if they didn't have the bus. People who get to the hospital, people who get to their appointments. We are taking this out on the least capable of bearing these losses. So to me, it is a moral question.
Bryce worries that if bus service is eliminated in Weston, it could be a precedent for other cuts that target the poor and the handicapped.
Why are we asking this particular disadvantaged population to lose a critical service to them when much of our community are not being asked to sacrifice at all?
Weston voted to end bus service back in February because of the realities of the new state budget, according to Village Administrator Dean Zuliger.
You have to remember, the village is losing close to $400,000 based on how the budget turns out. So we're trying to find a way to balance that and keep the tax rate the same because the state legislature has mandated that you can't raise your levy at all.
Zuliger says Weston trustees looked at low ridership numbers on the bus line and the need to continue other services, but he says village leaders are willing to listen to new ideas.
It's really weighing priorities, understanding what taxpayers want, and getting the best bang for the buck. And if NAOMI and Metro Ride can come up with alternatives that meet those kind of criteria, we're more than willing to talk about it.
Zuliger plans to be at a meeting of the NAOMI Task Force on Regional Bus Service next week. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.